City. Bohemian drunk city, you could call it. Have a good night, Vancouver. Thanks for coming out.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine, and I do thank Jonathan for that lovely introduction. He always introduces my show so nicely and makes my show sound so great and really builds it up, and then you actually listen to it and you're like, meh, it's okay. No, seriously. I've got a really long 60 set to start things off today. And as always, I always play lots of 60s stuff on my show. And I always have a bit of fun going through my collection of million CDs from the 60s. And sometimes I put it into themes, and then other times it's kind of random. But today I'm going to start things off with The Small Faces from their wonderful album Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. There's so many different issues of this album. The one I've got has got sort of a circular inner sleeve with an orange tray, and it's on Castle Communications. It came out in 1997, and there's probably some even nicer cardboard boxes and things. It's supposed to look like a box of tobacco. Anyway, enough of my rambling. So I'm just going to go ahead and start things off with The Small Faces. This album was originally released in 1968. The album Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, and this is a track called Long Ago's and Worlds Apart by The Small Faces.
We'll be right back. Just like before, we'll meet again when we can.
Thank you. city. Everything there was dark and dirty. Outside my window was a steeple with a clock that always said 12:30.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was Fairport Convention. And that was actually a bonus track on the album What We Did on Our Holidays called Throwaway Street Puzzle. And just reading a review of it on allmusic.com. And of course, their snarky little attitude. They were like, indeed, it's a throwaway song. Saying that it's sort of like a, what did they say? It says blues rock song. Well, you know, so what? It's Fairport Convention, and I like it. And it's funny because I've had this album for ages, and but it wasn't the original copy, and I finally bought the reissue on Island Records with the bonus tracks, and I'm quite pleased with it. And I would say that this is probably one of my favorite Fairport Convention albums, but I don't know if that's possible because I really like a lot of their albums, but yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites. Before that, we heard The Mamas and the Papas with a song called 1230, and there's a little extra bit on there, you know, the brackets. 1230, young girls are coming to the canyon, and it's actually just like on a greatest hits album, and The Mamas and the Papas always did amazing harmonies. And, oh yeah, I know they're overplayed, but I like that song. I thought that was a really nice one. And it's nice because it's an original John Phillips. It's an original John, originally written by John Phillips. So it's always nice when they do originals and it's not like another cover of yet another song. And before that, we heard The Move with Fire Brigade. Cheeky Move. And before that, we heard Beach Boys from Pet Sounds with I Know There's an Answer. Sagittarius, a really cool group from California from the 60s, produced by Kurt Becher and Gary Usher. And that was a track called My World Fell Down, which was kind of one of their minor hits from an album called Present Tense. And highly recommended album on Sundays Records. So if you like harmonies, if you like sort of really cool California psychedelic pop, Sagittarius, an album called Present Tense, is a really good purchase. Recorded originally in 1968. And before that, we heard The Small Faces from Ogden's Nut Gone Flake with Long Ago's and Worlds Apart. So I went to go see this guy named Jeremy J a while back ago. I think it was last month. And it was an amazing show, just a tiny little thing, and I forgot the name of the place I went to go see it, which is really horrible because if I could remember the place, I could do a little plug for it. But it was sort of like an art gallery skate park thing on Hastings. Anyway, it was a great show, and I bought a CD from him. I have the other CD. But this is a CD called Airwalker. It's on K Records. And he's a delightful human being. He's very fey-looking, and when you look at him, you think, well, he might be a bit of a snob, but he's just lovely. And he's got a bit of a Jarvis Cocker thing going on. He's very skinny and kind of mod-looking, and he's very cool. So let's hear it for Jeremy J from his album Airwalker with a song called Angels on the Balcony.
Like a fire burning still seems to see all the corners in the songs. They never fade away, fade to the kids that come along.
When the phone attacks with numbers I don't trust, numbers I don't trust. John will let me go. I can conjugate myself if investigation fails, my head will roll.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was Stereolab from their latest album, Chemical Chords, with a track called Three Women. And I chose that one because, well, I know this album, but I don't know the titles of the songs. It's kind of weird. I've heard it a lot in the background where I work, and I really like it, but I don't know the names of the songs. So I had to scan it and think, oh, I like the title of this one, just because there's a movie called Three Women that I'm really into from the 70s, and it's got Sissy Spacek in it, and what's her name? Oh, I get terrible memory lapses. She's so cool. And Shelley Duvall, she's so awesome. Anyway, before that we heard Slow Dive, and from their really older album, Just for a Day, it was a track called Brighter. And the funny thing is, the band I played before that is called Brighter. And that was a track called I Don't Think It Matters. There's a slight little technical malfunction happening there. The CD was kind of doing something weird. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I played Jesus and the Mary Chain as well. The demo version of On the Wall, which is rough sounding on purpose because it was the demo version. And before that, we heard Sandre Lerche with John Let Me Go, and then Jeremy J started things off with Angels on the Balcony. And I just heard it was the 15th anniversary of Queer FM, and Heather is kind of celebrating today. And so I was going to play some disco anyway. I don't mean to seem cliche, but I'm going to play some Giorgio Moroder Sparks, which is kind of one of my favorite Sparks albums. Whoops, and I'm dropping CDs everywhere. This is a really great album called Number One in Heaven. And this is the track called Number One in Heaven, Number One Song in Heaven. And it's 7 minutes and 28 seconds, produced by Giorgio Moroder from 1979. So it's some pretty heavy disco. And I really hope you enjoy it. This is Sparks. CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. It's 5 minutes to six. Queer FM is coming up. It's their 15th anniversary. Yay! So, yeah, make sure you stay tuned for the documentary retrospective of Queer FM.
Thank you for the
I got a few minutes left, so I'm going to play some camp disco. They're a band called The Flirts. They're from the early 80s, and they were produced by this guy named Bobby Orlando, who also produced Divine's disco stuff. And it's really out there, and it's quite great, and it's so terrible. It's awesome. This is The Flirts with Dancing Madly Backwards, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for tuning in to Saint-Tropez, and do stay tuned for Queer FM. Thanks. Bye.
special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am.